Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Packy for OLEcast.com, your Northwest entertainment source.
I'm in the lovely town of Tacoma, inside the gates. They've been practicing, which is awesome, and they've got some original songs that they play for us. And we'll start with you, and you can go first and tell me who you are and what you do in the band and how long you've been with the band.
I'm Wade. I'm the drummer, and I've been with the band since its inception. So it's been about 5 or 6 years. 5 or 6 years, something like that. Not really counting.
My name is Dave Lyon. I'm the lead singer. I guess I've been with you guys for coming up on maybe about 9 months or so. Something like that.
Actually, a year.
A year? Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
It's from October last year. You came out to rehearse with us.
I know. Well, there you go. 1 year. Awesome.
My name is Brian. I'm play lead triangle.
And I taught everything
that
rhythm
triangle stuff.
Killer kazoo too.
You should have seen how terrible the triangle player was when he got here. Though. I taught him everything.
And these guys picked me up probably. I don't know. What's it been? 3 years now?
Somewhere around there. Ask Mikey. He's good at dates.
Yeah, it'd be about 3 years that Brian's been in the band.
Yeah.
You play guitar?
Yes. Thank you. I do. I make my attempt at it.
And my name's Jim, and I've been here since inception with Wade. I play guitar kind of also. Really.
And you, yeah.
How long? Oh, inception.
5, 6 years.
Yeah, him and Wade conceived this.
Yes, this is our baby.
With a lot of foreplay.
And a little bit of basketball.
Yeah. Thank God there's no video.
Were you done, Jim?
I'm done.
I'm Mike on the bass. Helped David out a little bit with the vocals for backing up. I've been with the group since inception. Jimmy and Wade asked me along to play at one of their jam sessions, and so I did, and here we are today. They were mutual fans and friends of a previous band of mine.
You can say it, Iberian.
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 Where did the name
come from? Well, it was kind of a hodgepodge of names that I went home and I used the band name generator on the internet. It's free.
Right?
And came up with about 2 pages front and back full of different band name ideas.
Turd Hockey was a real leader there for a while.
And nobody liked any of the ideas I came up with. So what they determined to do was take like part of this name and then part of the other name and put it together. And
wasn't it Edge of Sanity for a minute?
It was. Yeah, Edge of Sanity for a moment. Yeah.
And then another band out of California.
Yeah. No, I was out of Brazil or something. Death metal band.
Southern California.
There was one in California.
Very southern.
Brazil. There's 2 different bands, as you're seeing.
Yeah, they beat us to it. So now we're all just a bunch of gate dwellers.
Exactly.
Since we're not 12.
Need to enunciate that T in that.
Have been in other projects?
I have.
So we'll start. You can tell me about it.
Well, let's see. One more. Well, I don't even know if I'm going to go all the way back. I played with Jim in another little project before this years and years ago back in the 90s. We didn't do anything. We just kind of jammed a lot and had a lot of fun. Band called, what was that, Detritus or something we called it for a while there or something? I don't remember.
Yeah, something like that.
You tried us? Yeah. You didn't like us?
Yeah, it was called We Tried It. Yeah. But, no, then I went on to playing a trio, a band called Heritage. We used to play Rainbow Valley and down Olympia quite a bit, actually, back in the 90s. 3-piece band, fronted by Tim Fleming, who actually has moved back up here from California, and I'm doing another side project with him as we speak. That's probably the most... cover band Levy Road. I jammed in with Brian. That's how Brian and I kind of got tight. That's probably the most notable projects that I've probably done. Dave?
Let's see. I've been in music my whole life. Grew up in a musical family. I was classically trained as a singer. I was forced to take piano lessons against my will. You know, all that sort of stuff. yeah, but I've been in the music scene since about the 90s. When I came over to Seattle, I got involved back then. And took a break from the scene. I was kind of between projects, and I was just going to take a short break just for a couple of months, and that turned into a few years. And so, quite a few years, actually. But I've been actually, for the last several years, I've gotten back really involved in, like, doing a lot of studio recording, commercials, voiceovers. I do a lot of stuff on YouTube and Facebook, international collabs and stuff. I have a bunch of followers on those channels and stuff, and so that's fun. And I decided I wanted to really get back into the kind of the local scene a couple of years ago. So I've done stuff with I was in a band called Sucker Punch that was a cover band that played in the casinos and stuff around for a while, and was in Gunhilder and Ashes of Eden, and then joined up with these guys, you know, so I guess about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so but yeah. So.
Brian.
Checking his stock options.
Yeah.
I guess the Seahawks lost, huh?
In overtime?
Yeah.
That's how we roll. Yeah.
Anyway,
we can edit that out though.
Yeah, I was playing with Wade in Levy Road, and then something happened to their other guitar player and asked me to come down and try out. And
before that?
Oh, I was in Wild Seed for a while. That was a good band. Played a lot of the local circuit here.
Yep. Were you managing Knucklehead for
yeah,
a while?
Yeah, managed Knucklehead for a little bit in between bands.
And those guys are still going on.
Yeah.
Man, just, they'll never die.
One of the best ones around here.
They're great, yeah.
But, yeah, so this is... I can only really do one thing at a time because, you know, it's all I got.
Because he masturbates a lot.
You don't have to edit that out.
Yeah, well.
That's how Wade and I met.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
You guys sword fight anyone? You guys were talking about conception earlier. Yeah, or inception. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so there you have it.
There you have it.
Old prison buddies, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Silly.
That's where they came up with the Dutch rudder.
What's been happening over inside the gates?
Right?
I don't know what's inside.
Yeah.
This is my first serious band, aside from Jim and Wade, long time ago. And that's it.
I'm a drum whore, by the way. Yeah, I've got a lot of different people.
He's more of a slut.
Well, he's jamming, like, a lot of just, you know, collaborative jams, not necessarily bands, just...
Well, you were in Destiny for a minute, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Destiny. I forgot about them. Yeah, that was a three-piece instrumental band.
That was a badass band.
Yeah, Jeff and Julie Morgan, phenomenal players. I learned a lot playing with those guys.
Yeah, they opened for Joe Satriani.
I learned a lot about music in general. Played some really great shows. I don't know how I forgot that, but... Yeah, I mean, opened up, like, the Roseland Theater down there a couple times for, like, Trower and Blue Oyster Cult and Ronnie Montrose and just, you know, that kind of stuff. And that was a really fun project, but they had kids, and so that kind of went on hold, and life just took over after that. So Julie is now a student over at...
Berkeley
Music College over there in the East Coast, somewhere in New York area.
Did she get a full ride?
Yeah. She's a great player. Yeah,
she won the Joe Satriani contest.
Yeah, the Joe Satriani Who's Next thing or whatever it was called.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Joe flew her down to California. She got the Silver Surfer guitar and all that stuff. She's a really great player. So I learned a lot playing with them, too. But a lot of stuff, you know, you guys from different bands just come over. Hey, let's go to Jimmy's and jam. Let's go here and jam. So I had the blessing of jamming with a lot of different people. So kind of carved out my, you know, my styles and different things. So... And all kinds of music, too. So.
Yeah. We were talking about that. You said you were doing a country project?
It's a bluesy country, kind of
disco,
southern fried rock
disco.
Sort of thing.
You
yeah.
It. It
yeah, disco.
What's it called?
Oh, we don't, well, we're still deciding on a name. We're We've been trying to get the personnel lined up. We're going to keep that a three-piece as well, I think, unless we get a keyboard player. And so we, you know, we tried out this other bass player here last week, and he seemed to groove really, really well. He's a seasoned player and a music theory guy, so we'll see where that goes. Hopefully, we'll be getting out there soon.
Behind locked doors.
Oh, lot.
Now we gotta adjust our scope. The poor bassist always gets overworked. I know.
I got that.
Yeah, makes one of us.
We just took a detour. We didn't.
Right. Damn roundabouts everywhere, aren't there?
So we're back to the bass player again, apparently. one of the guys that's left kind of behind. He's kind of behind the scenes. Anyway, been with Inside the Gates, like I said, since its inception, and then right before that, I played in a Swedish metal band called Iberian, which Jim and Wade were fans of, as well as a band called Torture Box, with our previous singer Luke Clevenger.
Who's now with Bone Shaker,
and they're getting ready to rip it up again here soon. So kudos to them.
Yeah,
I've been through a lot of stuff lately. So
yeah, they just lost their drummer.
Yeah, shout out to Bone Shaker there with Troy and Roy and rest in peace, Sam. You'll sorely be missed around here.
Mm-hmm.
But moving along, I've done some work off and on with other bands throughout my ages, I guess you would say, at Rock of Ages. I think I'm encroaching on one of the oldest or eldest members of the band, other than Jim.
Months, thank you,
buddy. Months.
Hey, I own stock in Geritol, so keep aging, man.
Iron Plore. He's Iron Plore, and he plays in a metal band. That's fitting.
I have your metal supplements.
Metal for breakfast, nuts and bolts.
Can that thing hear you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
right. So what'd you used to do?
I was a bank manager.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Know of any good heists? No. I could use some money.
It's not worth it. They never have enough money. It's not worth it.
I know, right?
Yeah. Not worth it.
And I know I talk a mean game about prison sex, but yeah, I really don't want to go there.
No. That's a good Tool song.
Name came from. So tell me a little bit
about what inspires your music.
For
three new songs, I know you do some cover type tunes.
Mm-hmm.
What covers do you do?
We got a lot. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We've been doing a lot of Metallica, some Megadeth, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Queensryche,
Crocus,
yeah. some Sabbath. Yeah, I can't even remember the whole list. Yeah, I mean, a lot of fun stuff, you know. We try to mix it up and keep it fresh where it's not the same show every time you see us. And that's one of the advantages of the covers is, you know, you can, you know, when you've got guys like us who've been playing for as many years as we have, we can work stuff up pretty quickly. So we can usually keep it fairly fresh. But our focus right now is on the originals more than anything. We've got three really pretty well defined and in the can.
There's a couple
more.
Really excited about.
Yeah, a couple more in the funnel. About three more in the funnel. So, yeah. As far as the songwriting goes, you guys, Jim mainly comes up with the instrumental pieces first. And then the rest of the band kind of incorporates their aspects of it. And then I've been writing the lyrics and melodies, vocal melodies that go on top of that. So as far as, like, what inspires me lyrically, I don't know. I would say the biggest thing when I'm writing songs is I want to avoid doing something that's like cliche or overdone, you know, like the same-o stuff. I always try to avoid that. But I also try to write lyrics that are interesting, intellectual, tell a story, or are, you know, fun, you know. You never want to forget that aspect, but where it's not just like, ooh, baby, yeah, 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 baby, baby, yeah, yeah, and then repeat that for three more minutes, you know. I hate those songs, you know. So yeah, like Hound of Hell is actually based on one of the original Sherlock Holmes stories. It's about the Hound of Baskerville is what that's about. And Behind Locked Doors is talking about politics and kind of our current situation in America especially, but other places in the world where you got people who are behind locked doors, you know, making deals and hiding stuff from society and taking control.
In a very non-transparent way.
Yeah. And Peeling Layers, that one comes right from the heart. Honestly, that's a personal self-story, autobiography, if you will. Basically talking about how, you know, when I was younger, I used to be a real prick. And all I could think about really was me. It was the me channel 24/7.
And you're a lead singer?
That transition. I know! Who'd have thought?
How did that happen?
Look at me, everybody! Yeah. So, pretty much, yeah. But, yeah, you know. But about that transition, you know, as you get older and wiser and you learn things, in my case, the hard way, you learn that other people matter more than you do. So that's what that song's about.
You come around real nice.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks. I must have learned one or two of those lessons well enough. They haven't kicked me out of the band yet, so. We got some heavy metal rolling by in the background here. Right?
Yes, reporting live from Safeco Field.
Peeling Layers.
Thank you.
Well,
we do make shitloads of money, but we don't like to admit it.
Oh.
You know,
so
yeah, this is our main job, but our hobbies pay better.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could tell me a little bit about what you do for your day,
your
day jobs, and
families. All right. Well, since I'm right here,
you
I'll start.
Are right here.
Yeah. I'm a jack of all trades. I kind of do a little bit of everything. I part-time work at a saddle shop out in Spanaway. I do saddle repair, custom leather tack, and holsters, and scabbards, and webbing, nylon webbing type things, which I just recently ran a 4-inch stainless steel needle through my middle finger, through the bone, and out my fingernail.
I saw that.
Yeah, thread and all. It was good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes drumming even funner. I also work part-time right now, currently helping a friend out in electronics repair business. Mostly just doing service calls, checking out equipment, and QAing it when after they do all the repairs. I'm not smart enough to fix it. I just can plug it in and put it, check the inputs and the outputs and you know, that kind of stuff and send it on its way. And I've done most of my life I've done optics. I worked for a couple different optical labs making eyeglass lenses. I've done that for years, and I probably should get back into it because it pays better than drumming. so
no.
Really,
we'll see where that goes. Yeah, we'll see where that goes. If I can just stop smoking pot,
right?
I can get a good job. Yeah.
Right. Well, so much for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not every place will. Now they're sleepable. I mean,
no, they won't.
No, it depends. Yep. Yeah, it depends. Yeah.
Well, recently I applied at a lab that I used to work at back in the 90s. They've been since bought out like every other business in the world, but they're owned by a Japanese corporation. So, of course, they go by federal laws, and you know, so that kind of is a game changer there.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn
so,
it.
But yeah, I've done a little bit of everything, actually. A bunch of other stuff that's probably not legal to mention or whatever, but no.
Don't get in trouble. All right, and you, sir?
I actually work for a CIA cover front company. No.
What?
Yeah. No, it's not nearly that exotic. I'm an IT guy. Yeah, so I...
Is that code for spy?
Yeah.
Unless you guys with only one T.
Yeah. No, I'm an IT guy. I'm a chief information officer, actually, a CIO. So I am in charge of writing budgets and making sure that the company I work for has a bunch of sub companies all over the world, and I'm in charge of making sure that those companies all stay up and running and are able to keep making money. Yeah, so it's not a glamorous or exotic job. Not nearly as exciting as being in the CIA. Yeah. So, but it pays the bills, exactly. And I do, like I said before, I do voiceovers and radio and TV commercial stuff and things like that. So I make a little bit of money at that, but it's not enough to live on, you know. So, well, you know, have you heard that, the Tulalip Indian Casino commercial where they're singing More Than a Feeling? It's the
about
Boston
a thousand
song.
Times.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's me singing on that. So.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's me.
Awesome.
You didn't know that?
I didn't even look anything like you, man.
I know. That's a funny thing. When that thing first came out, oh my God. When that commercial came out, it's a TV commercial and they've snipped it for radio and stuff too. And so the casino, you know, they sent me a video of it and I uploaded it to YouTube and I'm like, hey! Here's my latest commercial. And this one gal, she commented, I won't mention her name, she's a sweetheart, but she commented, she's like, I didn't see you anywhere in there. You know, because it's like these three ladies on a ladies' night out at the casino having fun sort of commercial. I'm like, ah, you know,
yeah,
baseball.
You should have seen the outtakes, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Wish you looked more like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was hilarious, you know. Well, I spent a couple hours in the studio. You know, they had me go to the studio and record, and I spent a couple of hours just singing over and over and over and over that same part of the song. You know, all the harmonies and layers and all that sort of stuff. And then you know, then you hear like 5 seconds of it at the end of the commercial. Boop, and that's it. Yeah. But yeah, that's how it works.
Welcome to TV.
Yeah, you never see me.
But. So it was more than a feeling altogether.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah.
More or less.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah. So. But it was fun, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. All right, your turn, bro.
Oh, hey, yeah.
I already took the CIA one, so you got to come up with something else.
We already know Brian is a male prostitute, so we can skip him.
Yeah, so if you brought any ones.
Yeah. I got some
seconds. I got change. We can get this done.
Man, you guys are potty minds.
I'm a father and a husband. I got 2 daughters. I work at Hazelwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bremerton in the service department. And
service writer, right?
Yeah. Advisor.
Advisor.
Consultant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they keep making the word longer and longer to make it sound more important. But
you yeah. just advise them to go buy a Dodge.
Service
right?
whore is basically it. What's that?
You just advise them to go buy a Dodge, right?
Yeah. You mean Fiat? That's long for Fiat.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I work a lot. And then I wish I could do this more.
Amen to that.
I hear it's only forever. And I get to die someday, so then I can sleep and relax.
It'd be nicer if music was getting in the way of my work career.
Yeah.
Instead of the other way around.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but I think we all have very patient families.
Amen to that.
That makes concessions and
well, you do.
Compromises. I'm very blessed.
She's used to it.
Yeah.
Amen to that. You know, I just want to go back and echo what he said. You know,
you got a great family.
Echo. Yeah, echo. I got a wife and 2 kids as well, and you know, they really are who make it possible.
Yeah,
you know, and they put up with a lot of stuff. You
know, our biggest fans.
They come and support our shows, and they put up with us coming and doing practice for hours every weekend. And
my girl volunteers to sell merch for us and everything. And so
couldn't say enough thanks.
Yeah. And my kids support us too. They come well, like one of the all ages shows. It's always great to play at Louie's. Obviously, kids love to come and hang out. And Madison, our 11-year-old, she sings, she plays guitar, and was in guitar club for a couple of years here in her last school, and so she's always up there front and center or on the side of the stage watching, and you know, actually been able to perform on that stage as well, so pretty proud of her. She hasn't been taking it seriously now. I think boys are taking over.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my.
Don't give me a gun. Chow down Hatfield.
Alrighty.
My life's pretty boring. I have been married for 26 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you get less time for murder.
Yeah, that's true.
You've been out by now.
Yeah, that's true, too. Worked in a plywood mill for 25 years, and it shut down, so now I'm trying my luck at warehousing for Lowe's.
Cool.
That's pretty much it.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's all kind
so
of
you
fun.
Fork off all day then, right? Is what you're saying, right? Forklift
no,
rack?
Actually, I bust my, no.
Oh, you're not? Oh. I thought you were driving forklifts.
Fork you, man.
Not yet.
Yeah. Fork me, fork you.
gotta be there longer before you get
that's a good job there.
That's a pulled pork sandwich.
Okay, sir. We're not going to skip this time.
That's okay. That's all right.
Tell all my
so anyways, as I was saying, we are...
Yeah, yeah. So moving on.
All right, good stuff, Mike. So...
back to the final guy.
Back to you, Bob.
Back to the final guy again.
Back to the front.
Back to the front, you coward. You final guy. Yeah. I'm married. Been married for 26 years as well as Jim. I have 2 daughters. They're both grown and out of the house.
Damn.
Woohoo.
And I'm quite proud of them. I won't tell you where they live. It's a secret.
witness protection program.
Yeah, but Dave knows because he's in the CIA.
Yeah, so that's right. Yeah,
Dave already knows. Yeah. He's going to Edward Snowden your ass. He's going to call you out.
One of them is all the way out in Georgia.
Wow.
Shout out to Georgia. Just put a napkin over it. It'll be all right.
Yeah,
it's a Ron.
Is that code for?
It's a Ron White joke from the blue collar comedy guys.
That's,
anyway,
that's weird because it was funny when he said it.
Oh,
my snare drum when I need it.
That was an instant fail. That's a new cereal.
So what do you do, man?
I maintain millions of gallons of water for residential and commercial swimming pools.
Oh. Right on.
Sounds like fun. Do you go swimming?
No, I can't swim in them.
Not on purpose.
Yeah.
The only way I can swim in them is if I fall in. And some electronic devices nowadays that you have don't allow that to happen. So I haven't fallen in a pool yet.
That's a good thing because you can't swim, right?
You know, I was going to say, you know, Mikey's job, if I had Mikey's job, I would constantly be thinking about, like, you know, like you're the pool boy and, like, the.
Yeah, you might recognize him from such
a like looking
says.
At you through the window.
Yeah, but dude.
Get, like, milk? That music from Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Yeah, but the milk would be like 70.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
Probably
a couple of pool tricks by
that. But that never probably happens in real life, I'm sure.
Experience there?
I almost went into pizza delivery for the same reason.
Oh, yeah. I actually got stories on that one.
Yeah. I actually did manage a pizza restaurant for a while over in Pullman, a WSU campus. That was pretty crazy. Wild, wild campus over there.
I used to deliver pizzas when I was in, like, fresh out of high school. I delivered pizzas for a while, and there was this one lady. I worked for Domino's Pizza, right? And there was this one lady, she wouldn't call all the time. She'd only call maybe once or twice a month and order a pizza.
And but answer the door topless.
She did.
Oh, I knew it!
Every time. It was
ding,
like
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, oh, usually full on, you know? And so,
God
like...
God bless her.
Oh,
no, hold on. Well, was it a good thing, though?
No, it wasn't necessarily the best thing in the world.
But she was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But it was hilarious, because everyone knew, it's that lady, you know?
Got the address memorized.
Yeah, exactly. There was a couple of the dudes who were like, I'm going to deliver that one. Yeah. But most of the time, they were like, who's the new guy?
Yeah.
You're delivering this one, bro. And they wouldn't tell you until you got there. Whoa! Hello! You know. Yeah, it was pretty funny. True story. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I haven't met a breast yet I didn't like.
Yeah.
Then again, I haven't met a whole lot of breasts.
Now, where's that Ron White thing?
Yeah. Put a towel on it, right?
She's going to have to edit out like 95% of it.
It's going to be about 30 seconds of this.
So I'm here with Inside the Gates. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Here's your stuff. So what's coming up? I know we've got Halloween. Do we have anything?
Yeah, Thrasher's Ball. That's going to be a good show.
Yep.
That is Halloween.
Yep, Halloween at Luigi's. Yep. In fun.
Competing with and also another very good show, the Sanctuary Mechanism show up there in Studio 7.
That's right.
A lot going on.
So we're going to thank all five of you in advance for coming out.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know where I'll be yet.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in Olympia, too.
That's
on
right.
Halloween?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Halloween's always tough like that because there's always lots of stuff going on.
Any holiday like that, yeah, especially Halloween because everybody's so divided and just going to so many different places. And
yeah.
It's hard to really nail down one thing on Halloween, I think, sometimes. So rolling the dice and see what happens.
That'll be good.
It'll still be fun.
So the Halloween show is No Avail, Fallen Angels, Massacre at the Opera. And,
awesome. Then what's...
We're opening that show.
Yeah.
And it's a GFR show, right? Is it?
Yeah.
So.
Cool. So what's going on after that?
We don't have anything.
I think we're going to hunker down and just try to work on the music.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have a party here soon, we're going to get stabbed in the neck. So maybe we probably ought to work on
that. Yes, we do have to put together a party here at the, the Lazy P Ranch here. Thank you. Shout out to Jimmy for letting us come down here and, utilize his awesome facilities. Yeah.
Are we at your house?
No, my other brother, Jimmy.
Wrong Jimmy.
I know.
But yeah, we'll be putting on a party, and it's one of those things. Jimmy's one of those, he's a party guy. And so that was his requirement for letting us practice here is that we put together a party for him. So come one, come all.
We've been slacking off. We'll announce a date on that here.
Real soon.
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
I think we're going to wait till it snows.
Yeah.
Let it snow.
Yeah. We've had parties here before. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Camping, also, you know, there's all kinds of land out here. Fire pit and big sound. And it's got a cool little room back there and covered area. So we have pretty good parties here. So
yeah.
Hopefully this will be the same.
So we're going to release an original album.
EP?
EP, at the least, yeah. We got three already recorded
At Lion's Den Studio.
Yeah, at Lion's Den Studios up in Renton, Washington. Yeah,
it's beautiful place.
World-renowned studio in my basement that nobody else has ever recorded at.
Which makes us feel even more special.
Yeah, we dumped the cherry on that one.
Exactly. But, it sounds pretty good. Our producer on the album kind of sucks, and he's slow. He's me.
He's in Mexico half.
Yeah. Actually, I have been. I've been traveling a lot for work lately, and that really kind of put the kibosh on getting it done. But now I'm back in town trying to get that out. So I think at the current pace, I think we should be ready to release it in about 2028.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after we land on Mars.
Right after Tool comes out with their next one.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So,
new Tool.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, it's we'll get that out pretty quick. But yeah, EP, at least three songs, depending on how we're able to do time-wise, maybe we'll get another three or four on there.
And again, originally, we kind of have done mostly covers, and so Luke left the band and Dave took over, we just kind of continued doing the covers to just kind of stay out in the scene a little bit. And like you heard, everybody's got full-time gigs, and Dave lives up in Renton, Jim lives in Olympia, Brian lives out in Gig Harbor, has to pay the bridge fine every time he comes out. Mikey lives out on Mountain Highway, so time is really a valuable thing. It's hard to hunker down and write when you got so many other things going on, so it's kind of been a slow process, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to it, so we're definitely going to work on that and get that going here.
Our main thing is to have fun,
and
hopefully we bring that to the stage, and no matter if we're playing covers or our songs, hopefully that translates.
We're not pining, Sony or any of these labels or anything for anything anytime soon. So, it's mostly for fun.
We probably have to turn them down because we don't have time.
Yeah.
Thanks for the offer, but yeah. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
yoga at 6.
So if you had to pick one of the songs that you like the most to play, what would it be? Well, tell me which one's there.
Of our originals or the covers?
Everybody's got their own. Yeah. So, what do you got?
Well, originals, I like... I mean, everybody probably likes a little different one, but I like Hounds of Hell. It's a little heavier, a little, you know, just kind of more in your face. And I'm all about that metal, so that one kind of strikes my fancy. As far as covers, we haven't played it recently because we were playing it for quite a few sets in a row. But, you know, as far as, like, the newer stuff, like 1,000 Horsepower by Godsmack, I have a lot of fun playing that song. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, but it's definitely a lot of fun and keeps me on my toes, so... A lot of the other songs I've played so many times, you know, that it's not that the fun is lost from them. They're all great songs. That's why we picked them. But that one's new, and it got some challenges in it. So, and I'm, you know, limited on what I can do. So that one really kind of helped, you know, bring a little bit more to the table for me to learn and whatnot. So that's always a fun. Challenges are always fun. So.
I'd say of the originals that we have, currently, Peeling Layers would be my favorite. I like it because what I mentioned before about, you know, being a true story in my life, you know.
Because it's about you, huh, Dave?
Yeah, it's all about me. No, it's...
Fucking
yeah, shit. Exactly. Yeah. No, but I did try to write it in a generic way, you know, where people can really... Because, I mean, honestly, it's something that I think truthfully that everyone can relate to. Where,
I think everybody goes through that to one degree or another.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone can relate to having once been a jerk in some way.
Or just not as of a complete person as
exactly. Yeah, everyone goes through change, and that's really what the song is about. And hopefully, change for the better.
Dave's a butterfly now.
Exactly.
He was just a caterpillar.
Yeah. Hey man, the caterpillar on Alice in Wonderland was always one of my favorite characters.
He did buzz a nice hookah.
Yeah, it's true. He probably had a hard time getting jobs. Yeah, but. Yeah, I like Peeling Layers, but the other reason why I like it is because it's got a lot of dynamics. You know, it's got kind of the mellow intro and outro in it, and in the middle it breaks down and kind of changes. It's not just like one full throttle all the way through. I like those songs, but I like the songs that have a little more to it, a little more meat on the bone, if you will. So I like that one. I'd say of the covers that we do, we don't do it real often because I can't do it real often, but Metal Health, man, I always get just a charge out of that song, but it always has to be the last song we do of the night because I'm like done singing for the next 3 days after that one. Yeah, that's a fun one. Yeah.
So. Oh, real quick, too, just to cut in real quick. I don't know where my manners are, but here at the Lazy Pea Ranch, if you got to go to the bathroom, just go between the laurel and the grapevine plant back there. Yeah. Well, we make exceptions for girls. There's a lot of spiders back
there. Yeah, you can do it right here.
Yeah, you can do it right here. Promise we won't watch.
Good to know.
We'll hold your hair.
TMI. Right, yeah, if you're throwing up, that's when you need
to. Oh, okay, I get those mixed up.
Sorry.
As you can tell, we have zero fun here.
Yeah, too serious.
Brian?
Well, sheesh, man.
Yeah, sheesh.
As far as the originals go, gosh, they're all so good, man.
Yeah.
Really. I can't pick one of those. I love them all. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jimmy's a stud.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah.
As far as the covers go, kind of like Creeping Death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that song, man. That's one
that is me good one.
Fired up.
Love playing that song.
And when that one's done,
I'm done.
Yeah. Just take a minute.
That one takes
try to bring it back to center. But yeah, that's where I'm at.
Awesome.
Jimmy.
I'm kind of on the same page with Brian. It's hard to pick one. I mean, if I had to, I'd have to say Hound of Hell, just because I like the drop D thing. And,
yeah.
And but you know, like it's just hard to pick one. It's like your favorite kid. You know, you really can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gave birth to all of those.
Yeah. Kinda.
How's the stretch marks?
They're fading.
All right. They're fading. Cocoa butter, bro.
Yeah. Cocoa butter. Lots of cocoa butter.
Coconut oil, I hear, actually, is a new thing.
As far as...
well, he does work with leather, so yeah, he would know, right?
As far as covers, there are a couple. I mean, I'm kind of with Brian on the Creeping Death. That's an awesome song. Mm-hmm. But I also really like playing Electric Eye.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a great
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
I love the harmonies on it. Mm-hmm.
Mikey.
Skip him.
Moving on.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to start naming you Skip from now on.
He just, just moving on.
Poor guy.
Favorite original song that we're doing? All three of them. Currently. And a new one that's relative of a metallic character called Megatron. It's previously titled, or may continue to be titled, Omnicron.
Well, the Omnicron, yes.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one.
Really excited about playing that. I think that'll be my new original favorite. As far as... I love all three. Hound of Hell probably the most. Because it's in your face, and it's new, and it's today, and we're a bunch of old dudes.
Speak for yourself.
Brian's the only old dude.
60 is the new 20, man.
I feel like an old woman.
So what's your favorite cover?
Favorite cover that we've done collectively as a band together. Actually, it's going to be a new attempt at with David to do Children of the Sea by Ronnie Steele.
Black Sabbath.
Can't wait
Sabbath.
To bust that one back
tribute
out.
Tribute to Ronnie James.
Fist Pump.
Yeah, I love that song.
That is one of my favorites as well.
And again, with Jim and with Brian, Creeping Death is probably my other favorite to really play out on stage. And it just brings out so much aggression and memory. And that.
What's not?
Die!
Yeah.
Die!
Yeah.
I've been trying to get him to do the Good Ship Lollipop, but it's too hard.
Did you already cover that on your YouTube channel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, that is really fun to watch. You can tell you have a good time playing.
Yeah, I'm glad you feel
important.
That.
Yeah, it's important.
Even when we're just here by ourselves. It's just...
Yeah, bring one.
Okay.
So, do you guys have anything else for me that you want to tell me? Any fun stories? Or
I fart the most in the band. I'm just going to go out there and say
that's
that.
Why we make you
so
sit
make
in
sure
the back.
The fan isn't pointed at you while you're here, because... Punch it right in the neck.
I appreciate
it. Well, I don't know how professional we're being here, but I'm goofy.
The bands are supposed to be professional at all times.
No, because this is fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm having a great time.
Yes, thank you for coming up.
Yeah, we're really honored.
A short
thank
trip for you, so we appreciate it a lot.
All right, thank you guys so very much.
Yeah, inside the gate.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OlaCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.